Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 29th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of William Randolph Hearst, San Francisco, 1863. His father acquired the San Francisco Examiner as payment for a gambling debt, and his son took it over at the age of 23 and became famous for sensationalism, or as it was called, yellow journalism. One of his writers said, a Hearst newspaper is like a screaming woman running down the street with her throat cut. In 1898, Hearst sent the artist Frederick Remington to Cuba to cover the war, and Remington wrote home, there is no war, request to be recalled, and he was told, you furnish the pictures, I'll furnish the war. And the Hearst newspapers did their best to promulgate what came to be called the Spanish-American War. It's the birthday of Duke Ellington, Washington, D.C., 1899, took piano lessons as a boy, but it wasn't until he heard ragtime and stride piano that he got interested in music. Duke Ellington said, I never had much interest in the piano until I realized that every time I played, a girl would sit on the piano bench to my left and another to my right. And it's the birthday of the poet C.P. Kavafi, born in Alexandria, Egypt, 1863. Lived in Alexandria almost his entire life, in an apartment just above a brothel, across the street from a church and a hospital. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, entitled Mother. Mid-April already, and the wild plums bloom at the roadside, a lacy white against the exuberant, jubilant green of new grass and the dusty, fading black of burned-out ditches. No leaves, not yet, only the delicate, star-petaled blossoms sweet with their timeless perfume. You have been gone a month today and have missed three rains and one night-long watch for tornadoes. I sat in the cellar from 6 to 8 while fat spring clouds went somersaulting, rumbling east. Then it poured, a storm that walked on legs of lightning, dragging its shaggy belly over the fields. The meadowlarks are back, and the finches are turning from green to gold. Those same two geese have come to the pond again this year, honking in over the trees and splashing down. They never nest, but stay a week or two, then leave. The peonies are up, the red sprouts burning in circles like birthday candles, for this is the month of my birth, as you know, the best month to be born in, thanks to you, everything ready to burst with living. There will be no more new flannel nightshirts sewn on your old black Singer, no birthday card addressed in a shaky but businesslike hand. You asked me if I would be sad when it happened, and I am sad. But the iris I moved from your house now hold in the dusty dry fists of their roots green knives and forks, as if waiting for dinner, as if spring were a feast. I thank you for that. Were it not for the way you taught me to look at the world, to see the life at play in everything, I would have to be lonely forever. Mother, a poem by Ted Kooser, from his collection Delights and Shadows, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.